Star 88.3, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. Talking with my friend again, Curtis Smith. We've been doing this for quite a while now, and it's been a great journey. And we have a new journey to be on, new excitement, new outreach. Curtis, tell us what's happening with you. First, I want to say Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm good, Melissa. Happy New Year to you. I can't believe what I'm about to say, but I'm changing jobs.
Wait. You were with Parkview all this time, so you mean you're moving from your role there, but we're all still friends. We love them. They're awesome.
Yes, I love Parkview. You know, I've been there just about 5 years now, which is kind of hard to believe. Mm. And I absolutely love Parkview, and I still love Parkview. I just was presented with an opportunity that not only could I not pass it up, it really, truly felt like God was calling me into this new space. And maybe it's because I wasn't looking for it, because I didn't see it coming. I think he might be trying to grow me and stretch me. And so my mindset is, when you feel God calling, you've got to say yes, even if it's not the thing that makes the most sense to you. So despite the fact that I truly am bittersweet about leaving Parkview, because I love it so much, and I love what they do for people in our community, I have joined Crosswinds and Lifeline, and I am going to be the chief marketing and communications officer for those organizations. And it's Christian counseling. And so the idea of working for an opportunity here to work for an organization that is Christian at its core, truly seeking to advance the kingdom in really powerful ways, is exciting. And to do it kind of in my wheelhouse of marketing and communications, that's kind of what I've been up to, I guess, in a way, for the last 25 or 30 years. So, it's new, it's exciting, and I'm ready to go.
Well, we're excited to hear more about that. Of course, we know them. They're friends of ours. We love what they do there. And of course, it's outreach and helping people in their deepest, darkest needs is what counseling is all about. Christian counseling is the foundation to bring some hope and healing. So got to ask you, though, you do so much outreach, and I know that's been an extension of Parkview, but it's also an extension of your life and your heart. Are you still going to be able to do outreach and represent in the community in this new role? And I will say, we're still working together also. That is going to happen.
Absolutely. So not only will this partnership with you and Star 88.3 continue, but I really envision that a lot of the things I get to do in the community, working with other nonprofits, being part of the Global Leadership Summit and the citywide movement, and my church, which is Blackhawk Ministries, serving as an elder there and being on their streaming every Sunday, all of those things are going to continue. And one of the things I really love, and when I was talking about coming here with the leadership, Mark Terrell, the CEO, and Tim Smith, the COO, were telling me how much they have a heart for this community and for other nonprofits. And so even though Crosswinds and Lifeline are wonderful nonprofits, we're not just trying to support ourselves, we're supporting this community. And so they want to come alongside other nonprofits and support them the best they can. And so I'll still be able to connect with a lot of great groups doing incredible work, and I'll still be able to invest into them as well. So I'm very excited about the fact that outwardly facing, a lot of the things that I've been up to for these last really 10 or 15 years probably are going to continue as they have.
Oh, love that. Curtis Smith, now we're going to be hearing you with Crosswinds and Lifeline Counseling Outreach that they do. And we're going to continue that relationship with Star 88.3. We're looking forward to doing that together. So we just wanted to update you, let you know what's going on. So Curtis, here's to an amazing 2021, right?
Yes, absolutely, Melissa. I'm excited to see what our partnership looks like. I think it's going to continue to be a wonderful thing, pouring into God's kingdom and God's people and growing what we've started already. I think it's going to be an exciting year.